Oklahoma Athletic Director Joe Castiglione with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. And obviously, Joe, one of the reasons we wanted to invite you on the program this evening is to congratulate you on the ultimate accolade and the special honor. 2 weeks ago, it was announced that Joe Castiglione was being named to the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. I understand you're one of 15 selected. What does this mean to you personally and professionally?
First of all, Alyssa, I appreciate those very kind words. Secondly, I'm not sure I've really got my mind around it yet. I've kiddingly said that the candidate pool must have been very shallow this year.
But, come on, Joe.
but in all candor, it really and truly is a recognition of the people I've been associated with, either have worked for or have been supported by or have worked with or have been able to mentor, you know, like countless numbers of student athletes. And quite candidly, it is their success that really creates recognition like this for others. And so, if anything, it's a celebration of their achievement. I'm just going to be the lucky one to accept it on their behalf.
What is the most rewarding aspect of being an athletic director and your job?
Easy. It's the opportunity to play a small role in the positive development of young people. You know, sometimes you get to know, you know, student athletes a little more than others. You know, when you have 600, you can't know everybody.
Right.
But we try, and we as big of a department as we are, we still try to keep it, you know, as much of a family feel as possible. And when you have that kind of culture, it means you take everything that comes with it. You know, we live in reality. Not every person in every situation or every year is going to be perfect. You know, there are going to be challenges. There
Sure.
are going to be ups and downs. There are going to be emotional highs or lows. There are going to be tragedies. There are going to be momentous events. People are evolving. They're developing. They have had varying levels of experience or, you know, events in their lives that have, you know, created their own development and how they deal with that to become a even better person and, you know, and obviously a more educated person and a person ready to take on whatever they decide after they graduate from here. So you have to know you're jumping in both feet to embrace whatever that experience is and hopefully guiding them to make even better decisions and become even better prepared for life ahead. And there are other ways that people can do this in life, but I think of the honor and privilege we have to play a positive role in somebody's life being, you know, definitely the most important and the most rewarding part of my job.
You are, Joe, regarded as one of the top, one of the best in the business nationally. What do you think is the key to your success?
Well, once again, it has to be connected to the quality of people that I've been able to work with during my career. And my job is to help them be successful. And while I might have, you know, a vision of what we want our program, you know, to achieve or what we want to look like or how we want to operate and, you know, certainly carry with that, you know, embracing a strong set of core values and a mission that has a true purpose, you know, my job every day is trying to find ways to help the people around me be successful. And I'm also fortunate to be able to have been asked to serve in some national leadership roles. And again, I wouldn't have that if I wasn't associated with such quality people on campus and have support of a great president, by the way, you know, the David Bourne, who
right.
hired me in 1998. We're still together. Bob Stoops, who we hired in, I guess we announced him in December 1st of 98, but his first season was 99. You know, the three of us are still together. Maybe the last remnants of the BCS, Bourne, Castiglione, and Stoops. Having, you know, Sherry Cole, who's just
yes.
a remarkable leader, not
mm-hmm.
just a Hall of Fame basketball coach, which, by the way, she's going to be this year, as she was also just announced as one of the new inductees into the Women's Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame.
Wonderful.
But Lon Kruger, who has now taken four different universities to the Sweet 16, is doing a phenomenal job with our basketball program. To a Mark Williams, who just won the national championship last year, and that's his sixth national championship as a head coach here. Or KJ Kindler, won the gymnastics, women's gymnastics, all of national championship the year before, or Patty Gasso, who's won two national champions. I mean, that's what we get to do, is be associated with such quality people, and they in turn recruiting the best and the brightest student athletes to bring to the University of Oklahoma. That is a true privilege, and every day we work to embrace not only our responsibility but the opportunity to help them be successful.
Just a few more minutes this evening with AD, the athletic director at the University of Oklahoma. We're talking with Joe Castiglione, and obviously so many challenges that you face as an athletic director, but I'd love to get an update on the stadium renovation and how much are you guys being impacted by the volatility and what's going on in the oil and gas industry in that sector right now?
Well, because a lot of our fans are tied in one way or the other to the oil and gas industry, it's admittedly a factor. Having said that, you know, there are many other fans that are involved in other parts of business, retail, or the economy in general that are doing quite well. As I mentioned earlier in our conversation, you know, we've sold out 100 straight games here in football, which has never happened before at Oklahoma, in spite of all the amazing success and still being, you know, the most successful program in modern-day college football by other people's accounts, not our own, but as other people measure it. But we have to understand it's a factor. And we know it will come back. We know people are directly affected by it in one way, shape, or form, because it's not just the people that are actually drilling for producing oil or natural gas. It's all the other related businesses to the drilling
and
the production. And so it's a factor, but we're working through it. You know, our suite sales, the loge boxes and the club seats that are all part of the South End Zone renovation are actually going well. And we continue to work on that. You know, Alyssa, we talked about this last year when we announced the master plan, but You remember one of our primary focuses was on our current ticket holders. That while part of this South End Zone project would create world-class resources for our student athletes, the other part of the twin goal was to, you know, develop the most, you know, enjoyable, if not an unforgettable experience for the fans that, you know, come to games on Saturdays in the fall. And
Oklahoma Athletic Director Joe Castiglione has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, an amazing success story. And, of course, we wanted to have him on tonight to honor him. He's going to be inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, and I believe that is in the month of November. Congratulations on that, Joe.
Well, thank you again, and it's always a pleasure to be on. I wish we could do 2 hours together. We have so much content.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR. Stay close.